We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are the right to life. So says our nation's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. But today, that right to life has been greatly diminished for our posterity by the abortion ethic. One of the current ways abortions are being conducted now is through chemical abortions. Recently, we spoke with Eric Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League about the dangers to the patient and the child, of course, of those abortions. We'll link to that discussion. Today, we want to learn about ways to counter this rise of the chemical abortion. So we welcome back Eric Scheidler to the program. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Jerry, because this really is a entirely new area for the pro-life movement. Yes, you know, these chemical abortions have been with us, sometimes called medication abortion, for a couple of decades now. But it's just in the last couple of years we've seen that these types of abortions have become the majority of abortions performed in the United States today. And in the wake of the reversal of Roe v. Wade, this has become a very major new growth area for the abortion industry as they try to effectively do an end run around some of the state measures that have been enacted to protect unborn children and, of course, mothers from the ravages of abortion. So I'm really excited to be addressing this critical issue right now.
Well, aren't isn't the government and the FDA, aren't they supposed to keep Americans safe? I mean, you can't just do this or that or the other with, in terms of something medical, without proper guidelines and safety procedures or protocols, you would think.
The Food and Drug Administration has been compromised on this issue from the very beginning. And in fact, the Pro-Life Action League has been protesting this drug, originally known as RU486, after the French company, Roussel-Ouclaf, I believe it's pronounced, that first came up with this particularly deadly concoction for unborn babies. In fact, we held protests at the French embassy, the French consulate in Chicago over this, and in the French embassy in Washington, D.C., way back in the 90s. But Bill Clinton really pushed this thing forward, and the Food and Drug Administration approved it. Ever since that approval, it's been used off-label. They give it to women much later in pregnancy than was originally deemed to be safe. And, of course, when we talk about the safety of such a concoction, we have to remember that it's fatal to the unborn child. It's designed to be unsafe for the unborn child to kill that child. So I want to make sure people understand that when we talk about safety, we're talking about the safety of the mother. We're not ignoring the safety of the child, but oddly, we have to talk in these terms. The FDA should be looking out for women. They weren't when they approved this, and they've been ignoring the negative impacts of it, the women who have died from this, the women who have been injured. And so little is really known about how dangerous this is because women are instructed at the abortion facilities. And we know this because of people who have left Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers and come out and become whistleblowers. Women are told, if you have problems, go to the emergency room and say you're having a miscarriage. So countless injuries from medication abortion have not been recorded as such because they instead have been marked as complications from miscarriage at the behest of abortion providers who want to avoid having to accept accountability. So we're dealing with a very troubling new area. And most recently, the Food and Drug Administration has again failed to protect women and their health and safety by allowing this medicine, so-called, to be provided at pharmacies. So any pharmacy in the country can apply to dispense these pills, which means that any doctor in the country could prescribe them, and then they would just go out to the local Walgreens or CVS or other pharmacy to get a deadly abortion drug. The mind reels when you think of the potential for abuse here. You could get a prescription that's, a mother gets a prescription, in order to spike her teen daughter's a drink if the daughter doesn't want to get an abortion, spike her food. This has happened. Disgruntled boyfriends have laced their girlfriend's food with these drugs in order to cause an early abortion to take place. So there's just that's just one area where there's potential for abuse here. There's also danger.
Okay, wait, can I interrupt you real fast?
Absolutely.
Are these prescription drugs or over-the-counter?
These are prescription drugs, but we know that the abortion industry's end goal is to make this available over-the-counter, even through vending machines. Can you imagine? College campus, you can just go down to the bathroom and get an abortion pill out of a vending machine. This is their long-term goal, so that there's because they want to have the easiest possible access, and they also want to normalize abortion. That's why they're pushing so hard at the major chains like Walgreens and CVS to provide this. Not so much because they need that channel. Realistically, women are still going to be going to abortion facilities to get these. Many doctors are not going to want to write these prescriptions. They already don't want to do surgical abortions. They may not want to actually even write these prescriptions. They don't want to be involved directly in abortion, most doctors.
Yeah, can I interrupt you? I want to interrupt you. I want to interrupt you because I once heard this statistic, and maybe it came from you, that only about 7% of practicing doctors are willing to engage in abortions. I think that's a very significant fact.
It's a tiny fraction of physicians who are willing to be involved in this grisly business. And the vast majority of abortions, over 90%, take place at standalone abortion facilities. So we still expect that to be the major channel. But this is a long-term migration they want to make to completely normalize abortion so that any doctor, any general practice doctor, will be writing prescriptions for this abortion drug right and left, and people will be getting them filled at the local pharmacy. But now is the time to act on the part of the pro-life movement, on the part of pro-life Christians, to push back against this, because we really can. This is a critical moment for us.
Here's an article from the lifenews.com. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' administration told pharmacies this week, this is just from last week, that they must follow state laws regarding abortion drugs despite a new Food and Drug Administration rule that allows pharmacies to provide them. Your comment?
First of all, I want to applaud Governor DeSantis for doing that. We've also seen some moves in other states like Texas in this direction. And it seems like the pharmacy chains are responding. Walgreens and CVS, I believe, have both said that they will not be applying for these licenses in states where they're going to have problems with the state authorities. So that's a very good development. But that leaves most of the country still open to this. And in states like where the Pro-Life Action League is headquartered in Illinois, we do expect to see pharmacies opening up for this type of licensing, so that effectively your local drugstore becomes an abortion facility.
I heard a story that I think it was CVS where there was an employee of CVS, and she did not want to distribute, you know, this kind of drug because she knows it kills unborn babies, and she was fired for that. Your comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another part of the process here. To the extent that they can trample our conscience rights, they further normalize abortion. If even saying, I don't want to be the one who hands over an abortion drug to somebody because I became a pharmacist to heal people, to help people to have better health, and abortion kills a person and is unhealthy for the mother, why, they get forced into doing it. And that's exactly what Planned Parenthood and the abortion providers want. They don't want anyone to be able to say or suggest or hint in any way that there's anything wrong with abortion, that this is anything other than a perfectly normal medical procedure that just returns a woman's body back to her menstrual cycle, almost as if an unborn child wasn't killed along the way. We have to be telling the truth about this and shining a light and raising the alarm that conscience rights are being trampled, the health and safety of women is being ignored, and the will of the American people, especially in states that have enacted pro-life measures, is being circumvented by this new policy and the disappointing enthusiasm with which Walgreens and CVS, among others, have stepped up and said, yes, we will provide these deadly chemicals.
So where do we go from here?
Well, we are collaborating at the Pro-Life Action League with the Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising and other groups, Students for Life of America and others, in a project to oppose and protest the provision of these drugs at Walgreens and CVS. On February 4th, there will be a nationwide protest at CVS and Walgreens locations. People can sign up at the website stopabortionrx.com. stopabortionrx.com. You can sign up to protest at your local CVS or Walgreens. You can find out if there's a location already taking place nearby where you live. If not, you can get involved. We're providing the folks at Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, also known as PAAU, P-A-A-U. They're providing literature and banners to people free of charge. They'll ship those out to you. They've got a donor who's stepping forward to provide that anywhere in the country where those supplies are needed. Poly Faction League is lending our massive expertise in running nationwide events like this. And right now we're really in the recruitment phase of encouraging people to get involved in this campaign. It also includes a boycott of Walgreens and CVS, but things are moving very quickly. We're putting together, information about the boycott and how we're going to go about doing that. So really right now, staying tuned is very important. Staying tuned to programs like this, visiting stopabortionrx.com to sign up, visiting the Pro-Life Action League to sign up for my emails there, because I'm going to be putting the alert out as things develop. We're also working on a piece of literature here at the Pro-Life Action League that you can pass out to friends, family, coworkers, wherever you can, that explains what's wrong with medication abortion, why this is such a deadly thing, why it's dangerous, and what's going on with all that. So we're working on that, and so things are coming down the pipeline. We're right in the middle of a major campaign here, and things are moving quickly. So it's critical that people stay up to date, signing up for emails at prolifeaction.org, visiting stopabortionrx.com to find out more about this campaign. This is really the first steps right now for people so that we can all be there together as things unfold.
Do you see this whole push for chemical abortions as kind of like it's the current issue that we're dealing with right now in the pro-life movement?
Absolutely. You know, for about 50 years, we were focused on overturning Roe v. Wade. Of course, we're doing many other things, including going out to abortion facilities to directly save babies, and hundreds of thousands of babies have been saved by that direct action. But the Roe v. Wade overturning was always a central goal. It's almost as if it's almost as if Satan himself has decided he can dispense with Roe v. Wade, because these chemicals now are taking over the abortion industry. And how hard is it to sneak a couple tiny pills into a pro-life state that's banned abortion? We're going to expect to see a black market in these abortion drugs. We're going to expect to see the federal government under Joe Biden trying harder and harder to get around state laws that would limit these. And they're making statements at the FDA about how these can be mailed and how, the states are not allowed to try to block a legal drug that the FDA has approved. So we're seeing battles on every possible level right now. But it really is ultimately the new playing field, the battlefield, where the pro-life movement is operating right now. And very important that pro-lifers get up to speed, because we're still tending to think of abortion as primarily a surgical procedure. Now it is primarily a medicine that is taken. We should maybe talk about how that medicine works. And in short, the first pill.
Just so you know, we have about 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Sure. It causes the unborn baby to perish by creating a hostile environment in the endometrium, in the uterus. And then the second drug, misoprostol, causes contractions that expel that now dead baby out into the world. And often the woman has to behold that body herself. Very disturbing stuff.
Oh, man. You know, so really, when you think about it, what is this love affair with death? It's just amazing. Half a minute left. You know, this right to life, the founders envision, has been so undermined by abortion.
That's right. I mean, our country was founded on the idea that we all have a right to life. It's time for all pro-life Americans to stand up and defend that right for the most vulnerable of all, the despised and misunderstood and mocked unborn child at its earliest stages of development.
Okay, prolifeaction.org for more information, and also stopabortionrx.com. Eric Scheidler, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you.